So the daf began Tanan Hassan with a Mishnah in Masechtas Erechin, a Mishnah that mentioned a takana of Hillel HaZaken. So really, that Mishnah is very much in line, if you think about it, with some of the sugis that we learned earlier in the Masechta, Perek HaSheleach, Perek HaNezaken, all the takanas that were made, and they take an oil, many of them were made by Hillel HaZaken. But the bottom line is, this was a sometimes overlooked takana that was made by Hillel HaZaken. What was the takana? The halach is that if somebody sells a house in a Bati Yari Chayim, the halach is he has Yud Beis Chodesh to be Goyal. He can redeem the house within 12 months. Once 12 months passes, at that point, he no longer has the ability to redeem the house. What happened was, Barishayna, in the olden days, buyers knew that people procrastinate. And the last day, there was a high likelihood that the seller was going to come up with the money somehow and he was going to try to get the house back from him. So what they would do is they would hide. And it was very frustrating. Here the seller knows he has a right to get the house back, but he can't find the person. So Hillel HaZaken made a takana, sheyehi choylesh es ma'osav l'lishka, that you can be choylesh, what does that mean? Zakrashi zayrik, you can take the money, throw it into a lishka, shaloi b'fnei d'loikeach, v'yehi shayver es adelas, that you can break the door down, the nichnas, and you can enter, and as it relates to the buyer, v'emas ha-shirit salah, yabu yitals mais, if anyone wants to take the money, he can go ahead, and he can take the money. So, I saw a ha'or nefla in the Sefer Gulyoine Minchas Chein al Hashas. So the Sefer Gulyoine Minchas Chein was written by Hagoyin Rab Noach Isaac Olbaum Shlita. And in his Sefer, Shiuri Adaf, on the Masechtas Gittin, right here on this Gemara, he brings what he refers to as a Pirush Nifla from the Rogachov Goyin on this Gemara. Now, this Pirush of the Rogachov Goyin is not in Tzofnes Paneach, but it's actually quoted in the Sefer Ishim Veshitois. Actually, it isn't Tzofnes Paneach, but it's also quoted in the Sefer Ishim Veshitois. So Ishim Veshitois is a Sefer that was written by Reb Shlomo Yosef Zevin. Reb Zevin wrote a Sefer Ishim Veshitois, and the Sefer is like a quasi-biography on some of the Litvische Geonim, Chaim Brisker, the Netziv, the Rogatchava, and others. And really what he wrote was, he wrote about the Ishim, the person, the personality, the Shitois, and the Derech HaLimud, and the Hashkafa, v'chulu v'chulu. It's a classic Sefer, Ayin Shah. So the Reb Zevin, in his Ishim v'Shitois, he has 65 pages on the Rogachov HaGoyin. I was going through it a little bit. He's makdim, he talks about how, you know, very often you hear the expression Chad Bedara used. And he says it's an overused expression. Chad Bedara means someone's very, very unique. But he says as it relates to the Rogachava was a bona fide Chad Bedara. And not just one in his generation, really one in generations. And he goes on to talk about how he was a Chad Bedara in his Derech HaLimud. And one of the things that he brings out is he says that the Rogachava had an ability to say pshat in a Gemara that, you know, for generations people learned this Gemara, or a word in the Gemara, completely took for granted what Chazal were trying to say. Not that anyone really had a pshat, but maybe no one even noticed that it was something that was sarach bir, and I don't know, this is what the Gemara says, akasha v'maisa. It's gekumen the Rogachava, and he said a pshat, and I love this, and he boy the halacha from something that very often seems to be almost superfluous, and almost, I don't know, it's just poetic license, that for whatever reason, Chazal mentioned what they mentioned. He goes on, does Reb Zevin, and he gives kama v'kama mishalim, examples of where the Rogachava pulled off such a move. And one of his examples is our Gemara right here. The Gemara says, it's the Mishnah in Erechin, but Rishayna hiya nitman yoyin shnei masa chaydesh, kidei shei chalopay, his So this man's trying to find a buyer. He wants to redeem this house, but he can't find him. So what should you do? Take the money, throw it into a lishka, and then break the door down and walk into the house. So the Rogachov said, why does the Mishnah have to go into such graphic detail? You break the door down and you take the house. It's your house. So if it's your house, I don't know, you'll break the door down or you'll find them or you'll call the cops. I have no idea. But what's this nusach of Yehi Shoveres Adeles V'nichnas? Okay. Most people learn the Gemara don't have this kasha. But the Rogachov was a Chad Bedara. He was very unique in his Mahalach HaLimud. So said the Rogachov in Perek Tes, Hilchas Erechin, halacha dalid, the pshat is as follows. Because when a person goes and he redeems his house, toich yud beis chodesh, bati arichayma, what's he doing? The Torah says that if you sell your house, ordinarily, it's gone. It's over. You want it? Buy it back. When it comes to bati arichayma, you have a special schus. The schus is that you could be goyel it. You could redeem it. What's the definition of redeeming the house? You take the money, you give it to the buyer, and by giving him the money, now you have the schus to get the house back. Giving the money, said the Ragachava, really does two things. Number one, giving the money is your schus geula, it's your right to now get the house back. That's following what the Torah says. You give him the money, you goyel it, that's what geula means, and now you get to have the schus to have the house back. But giving the money does something else. You coined the house back by giving the money. In other words, you sold the house. In order for it to be yours, you have to make a kinyan in it. The good news is that nechasim sheyesh b'machrayis, such as karka, such as abayis, is niknas b'kesef. So when the person went and he gave the money wore two hats. Number one, it's the geula that the Torah said. Also, it was the ma'isa kinyan. By giving him the money, you now, with kinyan kesef, were coined the house back. But the Ragachava said, this guy who's buying back his house and he can't find the buyer. So what does he do with the money? He threw it into a lishka. Throwing into the lishka, hilul hazaka was mechadesh, is the equivalent of being mekayim the mitzvah of geula. But he said, you still have to be koinet. And how are you going to be koinet? By putting the money in the lishka? You can't be koinet by putting the money in the lishka. That could be, this has to do with all the hefkebaz and hefke lamdas. Not for now. But the point is, by putting the money in the lishka, that doesn't give you a right to be koinet. So how are you going to be koinet? So, how else are you kind of nechasim sheish b'machrayis? This kesef, you can't be kind of a kesef, you can't find the guy. Shtar, you can't give him a shtar because you can't find the guy. There's a third way, chazaka. What's chazaka? Nal gadu aparatz. You walk into the house and you do a ma'isa kid. Zokter Rogachava. Chazal told us, this guy has to, before the Yud Beis Chayit, stop, run into the house, break the door down and make a chazaka. Because in order for you to be koined, you're going to have to do something. And the move you're going to have to make is the kinyan chazaka. And that's why Chazal said, v'yeheshoyber zadelos v'nichnas. That's what Chazal, they weren't just saying, how are you going to get into the house? You can't find the guy. Okay, so you'll break the house down. I don't know, call the cops. Call chaverim, right? That's how you'll get into the house. The Teretz says, no. The Teretz says that what we're trying to do is we're trying to tell this guy, you need to be koined in the house. So ordinarily, Chazal never talked about the kinyan. The reason Chazal never talked about the kinyan is because it wasn't necessary to talk about the kinyan, because the kesef itself was the ma'isa kinyan. But in this case, where you're not giving the kesef to the buyer, over here you're putting into the lishka, so it's kesef minolon, you don't have the ma'isa kinyan. So that's why Chazal said, v'yeshoyver esadalos v'nichnas. So like this, you'll do the kinyan chazaka. By doing the kinyan chazaka, like this, you'll be able to. This is what Reb Zevin brings in Ishan Veshita. He says, one of the examples of where the Ragachava took a word in a Mishnah that everybody learned 1,000 times, and Pashina, and he made a whole halach, a whole lumdis, a beautiful, beautiful chiddish that he was able to take out of this. V'ruin advarim l'mishama. But Reb Noach Chayza Goldbaum Shlita in the Sefer says that the emesis, this vart of the Ragachava, is really tolly ba'ashle ravervi. It's really tolly in Greisa Chakira, in the Sugya of Bati Arichayma. It's totally in a machlokes between the Ktsois and the Nesivos. This is in Chosha Mishpat Simin Nunhe. So the backdrop to this Ktsois is a Shita of the Aguda. So the Aguda was one of the Rishayim. And the Aguda said a Meridik Echidosh. He said that what would be if somebody stipulated to do something by a certain time. And he procrastinated. He pushed it off, and he pushed it off, and he pushed it off. And then finally, the last day, he decided that I want to do it. And he was an oinus. Would he have a tainus oinus, or would he not have a tainus oinus? So the Aguda famously said that oinus b'yoyim achroin loishma oinus. That if somebody becomes an oinus on the last day, you can't have a tainus oinus. Meaning, if you procrastinated, and then all of a sudden, the last minute, you were an oinus. Sorry, where were you? You had so much time to do it. Oh, because in the last minute, you were an oinus? That doesn't make you an oinus. Oinus is the entire time you were an oinus. But if somebody is an oinus, b'yoyim achron, says da gudu, loishma oinus. Said da gudu. How do I know that? I have a raya. My raya is from a sugyan getting da fine dollar on the days. My raya is from a Mishnah Masechta Seirichin. Because The Mishnah says, Barishayim, in the olden days, when people wanted to redeem their house from Bati Arichayim, so they would wait until the last day, and then the buyers would hide. And Hillel HaZaken had to make a takana that you can take the money, you can put it into a lishka. Freit da'gudu, I don't understand. Why did Hillel HaZaken have to make a takana? Bechura, this person's an oinus. He tried buying it back. So, if you're an oinus, and now you get to live another day. L'chayri yev a tayna zaynus. The teretz is, you're an oinus b'yay machri. Where were you for 12 months? Now, all of a sudden, on day 365 or 354, you woke up and you decided that you're an oinus. So, l'chayri das is docha oinus b'yay machri. Zok da'gudu must be oinus b'yay machri. L'yishma oinus. This is the famous shita of Daguda. Zok the Ktzois, I'm not masking. I'm bechlal not masking. And the Ktzois says as follows. He says, what's the halacha of oynus? The halacha of oynus is oynus rachmanu patre. What's the taich oynus rachmanu patre? If a person does a maisa, but he does the maisa by oynus. So ordinarily, if you do something, you're achroi for what it is he did. Someone's mechal Shabbos. He's achroi for chil Shabbos. Or if it was done b'mezid with Edom and Asra, b'farhesia. But the point is that a person that goes and a person does a ma'is, if it was done b'oynis, so good. Doesn't matter what it was. If you do a ma'is b'oynis, the halacha is oynis rachmana patre. Abazakhtik tells us, this halacha of oynis rachmana patre is the pshat that when you do a ma'is b'oynis, it's not nechshav as if you did it. You're not a chroi for the maisa that you did. But let's say a person doesn't do something. And the reason the person didn't do the thing he didn't do was machmas oinus. Meaning he could have, would have, should have done it. He wanted to do it. He was waiting for the minute to do it. But an oinus happened, and because of the oinus, you didn't do that you wanted to do. Avadig of this, even though the reason you didn't do it was machmas oinus, you can't say, so it's going to be nechshav as if I did it. At the end of the day, you didn't do it. If you do something ba'oinis, it's as if you didn't do it. But if you don't do something machmas oinis, it's still not nechshav as if you did it. In the words of the Ktzais, when you do something machmas oinis, oinis rachmana patre. When you don't do something machmas oinis, oinis rachmana chayve. In such a case, you have no halacha of oinis, because at the end of the day, you still didn't do what you were supposed to do. So Zokta Ktzais, what's the halacha about the Arichayma? The halacha is if you sell a house, you have 12 months to buy it back. If 12 months pass and you don't buy it back, chalut, at that point you lost it. This person wants to buy it back. It's the last day. He's a procrastinator by nature. It's the last day. He's trying to find the guy. He can't find him. Tain is not good though. He's an oinus. Oinus rachmana patre. Freit the Ktzais, he's an oinus for what? He's an oinus that he didn't have the ability to buy it back, machmas oinus. If you don't do something, machmas oinus, you still didn't do it. So the fact that you were an oinus when you tried buying it back and couldn't buy it back, that just means that at the end of the day, you only didn't do it, machmas oinus. But not doing something, machmas oinus, is not oinus rachmana patre. That's oinus rachmana chayve, zoktik tzois. So at the end of the day, you farted and buy it back. If you didn't buy it back, you didn't buy it back, you're gone. Zoktik tzois, I'll tell it to you sharfer. What would be if this person was an oinus called Yud Beis Chodesh? Guy sold the house, and then he sold the house, rachmana so became sick. And now for 12 months, he couldn't get out of bed. He wanted to buy us the money, the funds, everything was worked out. He couldn't do it. Avada zoktik tzois, you're not going to get it back. I over here, everyone's moida, oinus rachmana patre. It's not oinus b'yay machrin, the whole Yud Beis Chodesh you're an oinus. The teretz is because this is an oinus where you couldn't do something you wanted to do. Not an oinus where you did something that you didn't want to do. Where I didn't do something machmas oinus. That's oinus rachmana chayve, not oinus rachmana patre. And if that's the case, zok the tzois, it's for that reason, it's not going to be okay. And this lundus is what underpins this tzois here in Simen Nun Hei. And that is, oinus rachmana patre is the pshat. When you do something machmas oinus, it's not nechshav as if you did it. But if I don't do something, and I only didn't do it machmas oinus, over there there's no time to oinus, because at the end of the day, I didn't do it. Al zeh nemar, not oinus rachmana patre, but oinus rachmana chayve. In other words, the tainus oinus is not going to be a tainus. Now, we've mentioned this long this many times. Kemuvan, I mean, this is Teresh Baal Peh 101. One gishmak in Maramokin that we mentioned once by Richos that I think it's kedai to say fleetingly, and that is the Charifus of the Marsham, the Brijanerov, who said something mamish beautiful. We know that Allah is that Aseh is doicha lois Aseh. So what does that mean? It means if a person has a decision, He has something in front of him. I have a beged. The beged is shatnez, but it's also tzitzis. If I put it on, I'm a kind of mitzvah of tzitzis, but I'm going to be over this as shatnez. If I don't put it on, so I'll satisfy the lav and the Torah of shatnez, but at the same time, I'm going to be mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzis. So what are you supposed to do? So we know, talach is asiz, doichalois, to say you take the beged, you make a bracha, you put on the tzitzis. Question is why? And really, it's a very big chiddush, because we know lois asay is more chamed than asay. And being that lois asay is more chamed than asay, yivam stav zayin amad aleph. So if that's the case, so what's takip shat that I say is doichal lois I say? So the Ramban, Allah Taira, the Advarim Atikim, the Charedim, the Marsham, the Brzhan Rav said a beautiful Nakuta. He said, if this person's going to go now and he's going to put on the beged, he'll be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. The problem is he's also being over the Issa Shatnes. But the Issa Shatnes that he's being over Ba'inah, said the Marsham. Why? Who's swinging him? The mitzvah's swinging him. So although it's true he's putting on the shatnez, but it's ba'oinus that he's putting on the shatnez. If you do an aveira ba'oinus, it's as if you didn't do it. The mitzvah I did. Shatnez, I didn't do. What do you mean? You're wearing shatnez. Look at it. Go to the shatnez lab. They'll tell you what shatnez. Yeah, but I'm doing a mitzvah right now. I'm doing it ba'oinus. And if I do something ba'oinus, it will not really sasa dover. It's not considered, it's not nechshav as if I did it. So it comes that I have that say without being over the lois say. But said the Marsham, what would be if I go fakir? What would be if I say, you know something? I'm not putting on this baguette because it's made of shatnez. Okay, as it relates to the issa shatnez, I wasn't over the issa shatnez. I didn't put on the baguette. As it relates to the mitzvah of tzitzis, I didn't put on the tzitzis. I was an oinus. The only reason I didn't wear the tzitzis is because it was shatnez. I understand. But when I don't do something machmas oinus, I don't have the halacha of oinus. Al zeh nemar zok tiktois oinus rachmana chayve, not oinus rachmana pasve. So the Marsham said, if I put on the tzitzis, I get the mitzvah without being over the aveira. If I don't put on the tzitzis, I have no mitzvah and I have no aveira. So it's easy math. Which one should I do? You tell me which one you should do. It's so easy. Of course you put on the tzitzis. So zok the Marsham, with this lumnus, was licked on the sugya, that oinus rachmana pasve is when I do something but oinus, but when I don't do something machmas oinus, it's no halacha of oinus. That's the that's the svara of why I say is doicha lois I say, and not the other way around. Tvar matiki. But the bottom line is, said the ktsois, that the aguda wanted to bring a raya. He wanted a shpar, the halacha, that oinus b'yei machroi is considered an oinus from where? From the halacha of bati ari chayme. Because if you're going to tell me that oinus b'yei machroi is an oinus, then why did Hillel have to make a takana? Because the guy was hiding? You're an oinus. So if you're an oinus, so what's the problem? Zok the ktsois, what do you mean? What's the problem? The problem is you have to buy it back. And at the end of the day, you didn't buy it back. I was only machmas oinus that you didn't buy it back. So Zayin was only machmas oinus that you didn't buy it back. But at the same time, says the ktsois, at the end of the day, you didn't buy it back. And if you didn't buy it back, it's for that reason it's going to be a problem. Then the Ketzos is Messiah. And he says that as it relates to the Agudas Chiddush, that Oynus B'yei Machroin is not considered an Oynus. He says it's a Pella, because the first Sugya Mesachtes Ksubis, the Sugya of Yesh Oynus Begitin, maybe Shaptu is the first Sugya, but the Sugya of Yesh Oynus Begitin, it's Mavur and it's clear, it's Muchach, that Oynus B'yei Machroin is considered an Oynus. He says, how do I know that from the sugya v'yeshoynes begetin? He says, because what's the sugya v'yeshoynes begetin? A man gave his wife a get. This is not the sugya we're learning. Hareza giteich, imloy basi mikan v'ad yud beis chayvish. And then he was an oynes, and because of an oynes, he ended up not coming. Meaning, a man gave his wife a get. He gave the get all at tonight. He was mekayim the tonight, but he was mekayim the tonight only machmas oynes. So the question is, a kiyam atnai, machmas oynes, is it considered a kiyam atnai or is it not considered a kiyam atnai? Lamaisi said, Areza gitichem lebasim mikan vadiyud lois chadish, he didn't come. He was mekayim the tonight, based on that, the get should be a get. Yeah, but he only didn't come because he got sick. He got stuck somewhere. And as a result, he was an oynes for not coming. Yesh oynes begitin or ain oynes begitin? Yesh oynes begitin means that oynes rachmana patri and kol teru kula. So here too, there's a parsha of oynes. If I was mekayim the tnai ba oynes, it's not considered a kima tnai. Ain oynes begitin means that although in kol teru kula there's a halacha of oynes rachmana patri, but when it comes to a gerush and ala tnai, over there ain oynes begitin mishum tsuris mishum prutzlis. So you over there in mesachtes ksubas daf beis on beis daf gemara maraf came up and getting in the dar and all the different places that it comes up. But the bottom line is one of the rayas that the gemara brings in the sugya of yesh oynes begitin is I raise a kitachim loybasi mikan vadiyud beis chodesh umeis betaychud beis chodesh. We just learned that gemara 2 days ago. He died during the 12 months. So what's the halacha? The get's not a get. Why not? Because he died during the 12 months. The get was first going into effect after yud beis chodesh, and he died during the yud beis chodesh. So the gemara time of the meis. The only reason the get's not a get is because he died. Hachala. Let's say he would be sick. In that case, the get would have been a get. So if that's the case, zok the gemara. You see, from here, yeshayin is begitin. you see Einoinus Begitin. Because if Yesh Einoinus Begitin, then why is the guy to get? Amais, he was sick, and he was Mekayim the Tanai Boinus. Must be Einoinus Begitin. Fake Diktsois, what's the Raya Einoinus Begitin? What's the Raya Einoinus Begitin? Lo'ilam, I'll tell you Yesh Einoinus Begitin. The reason when the man got sick, the halach is that the get is still a get, is because he's Einoinus B'yei Machren. Was he sick the whole time? He wasn't sick the whole time. So Diktsois, how do I know he wasn't sick the whole time? Because the Gemara is being medayik chaludum yedemes. Was he maced the whole time? No, he died somewhere along the way. Right? It was Rosh Hashanah. The man tells his wife, I'm giving you a get. If I don't come back by next Rosh Hashanah, you should be divorced. On Tisha B'Av he died. So, Zokte Mishnah, the halacha is, it's not a get, because ain't get lachamisa. The diik is, if he would have gotten sick when? On Tisha B'Av, right? That's the diik. Had he gotten sick, not died, he just would have gotten sick. Then the halacha is the get would have been a get. What do you mean? If he got sick on Tisha B'Av, where were you until Tisha B'Av? You should have came earlier. Oh, the teretz is, you're an Oynes B'yei Machrein. And the Gemara proves from here, Ein Oynes B'Gittin. Must be that there is a Tainas Oynes, even if you're an Oynes B'yei Machrein. So Zochti Tzoyz from the Sugi of Yeh Oynes B'Gittin, there's a Raya, not like the Aguda. Ah, his Raya from Bata Arichayim, no Shaykh is Zochti Tzoyz. But the Arichayim is not a Sugi of Oynes Rachmana Patri, that's a Sugi of Oynes Rachmana Chayve. That's why there's no Tainas Oynes. This is the Tzoyz and Simon on Hey Aleph. This is one of the classic Ktsoisin and Sefer Ktsois HaChoshin. Stating that, the Nesivis, Alatar, right here, in Simen Nun He, is Chaylik with the Ktsois. Talks about Chesugi V'Yeshayinus Begitin, Ayin Shom, but Ashenogei Linyo Neinu, the Nesivis says that I think the Ktsois had a fundamentally flawed understanding of how Bati Yari Chayma works. The Ktsois understood that when a man sells his house, in the world of Bati Ari Chayma. So, you sell your house, now you have 12 months to get it back. The getter is that during those 12 months, you're buying it back, as if they're two arm's length transactions. I sold, and then 6 months later, I bought. That's the Ktsoisa Zaman. Zokta Nesivis, I don't think that's the shot. And based on Rajba and our Sugya here, getting that fine, hey, Zokta Nesivis, I think the Lumbus is different. I think the way it works is, when a man sold his house by Bati Ari Chayma, the way we looked at it is if he sold it ala Tanai. The Tanai was, I'm selling my house to you, but the Mechira is only a Mechira in the event that I don't give you money within 12 months. So, if 12 months pass, and the Mechira doesn't go over to the Lekech and give him the money, that's when the Mechira goes into effect. But if not, it's not going to go into effect. Meaning, it's not two independent transactions. It's one transaction that has a tanai associated with it. And this is a tanai that's anger back from the Torah. And if you want to go faker, you're a masna masha gossip about Torah. You can't do that. Ingrained, embedded in the transaction is that you're selling it all the time. And the Nesivis says, I have a raya. Because if you learn Erich and Daflamed, Aleph Daflamed Beis, that Eri and Shas, you'll see that the Gemara talks about Bati Ari Chayma from the standpoint of Ribbis. Why isn't every Bati Ari Chayma not a Ribbis problem? I gave you the money, and now I was able to live in your house. And the Gemara discusses it from the standpoint of Ribbis. Right, the Nesivis, the way the Ktsois understands, Bati Ari Chayma, Ribbis Mandachar Shmei, I sold something, I bought it back. So what Shaychis? Where's the Ribbis? The Teretz says, that's not what happened. What happened is, this is one grosser transaction. And therefore, it's a Shmek Chayma and Ribbis Abizol. And that's why the Gemara looks at it from the standpoint of Ribbis. Abizok, the Nesivis, here's the punchline. The gather of this transaction is not... Together of this transaction is not that I'm selling it to you and then I'm buying it back. Together of the transaction is I'm selling it to you all at Tanai. What's the Tanai? The Tanai is that I have Yud Beis Chodesh to go ahead and I have a right to take it back. If that's the case, Zokta Aguda fire. He's saying, if that's the case, it's Poshit. I have a riot from here that Oynes B'yei Machrin Loishma Oynes. Why? And this is why we were mocked in the Yesh Oynes B'gitin Sugi, even though at the time it looked like we were just making the raid by harder for no reason. It's not true. It's important for the Nesivis' punchline. Because up to Nesivis, this is the Vart. The Vart is, the man went ahead and he sold his field. He has Yud Beis Chodesh to redeem it. Meaning, the Mechira is only a Mechira ala Tanai. What's the Tanai? Right? If I'm not going, this mamush the tourism loy bossi mikan vad yud beis chaydish. If I'm not going to come up with the money for yud beis chaydish, what happened the last day he showed up? He's looking for the guy in the lekech minolan. He can't find him. All of a sudden the guy's hiding. He's mamush somewhere in a miklat. He can't find the guy. Zok da aguda l'chayra. I need hills takana. Typically you're an oinus. You're an oinus. Oh, must be, because it's an oinus b'yay machrein. And oinus b'yay machrein, lo yishma oinus. Fake the k'tzois, what do you mean you're an oinus? You're an oinus that you wanted to buy it and you couldn't buy it, machmas oinus, the end day you didn't buy it. So, this is not what's going on over here. You're not trying to buy now. What are you trying to do? You're trying to be mekayim your tanai. In other words, I want to be mekayim my tanai. Right now, I can't be mekayim it. Why can't I be mekayim my tanai? I can't be mekayim my tanai, machmas oinus. So, this is a sugi over here of Itaka didn't buy it back, but I only didn't buy it back machmas oinus. If that sounds familiar, that's the sugi of yesh oinus begitin. Where a guy said, Itaka didn't come, but he didn't come because he was sick. The guy said, this field is your field, or this house is your field. In loy efdenu, in loy yigolenu, mikan badud beis chodesh, Itaka wasn't goyla, but it was machmas oinus. And zokten esivas vashtet in the sugi of yesh oinus begitin. That loyla, everyone holds yesh oinus begitin. Stavka by gitin, because it's snuas and prutzois. I'm ksuvas stav gibel. But loyla, everybody holds as a sugi of oinus when it comes to kiyam atanai ba oinus. And this is mamish what it is. And if that's the case, said Dagud, why do we have a tainus oinus? Why do I have to come on to Hillo? Typically, out oinus. The teretz is, must be, oinus b'yay machrin, loyish ba oinus. That's where the Aguda was coming from, and that's why the Ktsois is Taina and the Aguda's Kasha is not such a Kasha. In other words, we have a fundamental machloikis over here in terms of how to understand Poshipsha when a man sold his house, Bati Ari Chaima. And now the Alachi has Yudei Chaydish to go and to redeem the house. What's the gather? What happens when you go now, day 200, and you redeem it? The Ktsois understood that you're buying it back. That's what's happening. What's happening is I'm buying it back. The Nesivas understood I'm just being mevatel the Tanai. This whole mechir was done ala Tanai. And a fifthful, I'm mevatel the Tanai, so you have a bit ala Tanai. What's the Nafkamina? The good is Raya. The Nafkamina is the Ktsois and the Nesivas Ayin Shah. But the bottom line is, we spoke out the whole Ktsois, we didn't speak out the whole Nesivas Ayin Shah. But the point is two ways how to understand the halacha of Bati Ari Chaima. Either I'm buying it back, or I'm not buying it back. The whole mechir was done on a tanai, and I'm just being mevatel the tanai. I'm being mevatel the tanai by going in and giving you the money, because the whole mechir was in loy eftenu. But now that I was paid, then it's going to be out. Said Reb Noach Isaac Obam, Lefizet Pashit, that the Rogachov is ha'or in the Gemara is really totally in this machlokes k'sais and sivas. What did the Rogachov say? That the Mishnah was very wordy. It was very dramatic. It almost gave us information that we don't feel like we needed. Hiskehul azokin sheyeh chaylish es ma'osav lishka. So the Rabbi Shavu said, why do you have to be Shaver Sadelis? He said, because you have to be kind in it. You have to be machzik. You sold it. If you sold it, how are you going to get back? Giving money? So ordinarily, yeah, because that's king and kesef. But over here, how am I going to be kind of the property? The terrence is, I'm going to be kind of the property by doing a chazaka. I got to get the chazaka in. So I'm going to barge into your house. I'll break your window down. Like this, I'll be able to make a chazaka. Because if I don't make the chazaka, it's not going to be mine. Hillel was only able to be mesakin to farecht the geula chelik. Oh, but the king and chelik, good, this is already the Rogachov's reign. For that, already not. Oh, but it's all predicated on an assumption. The assumption is that when the person is goyel, Bati Ari Chaima, he has to be kainet again. That's based on the way the Ktsais understood Bati Ari Chaima. That it's two arm's length transactions. I sold the house, regular mechira, lichalutin, and I just have a schus to buy it back. Oh, you're going to buy it back, you're going to have to make a kinyan. But the way the Nesivas understood it, the whole mechira was not ala tanai. Avifel, I give you the money. So now at that point, the tanai was in this battle, the mechira is battle. If the mechira is battle, so now the whole mechira was nothing. If that's the case, it's mine based on my original kinyan. That's the case, I don't have to be kainet. If I don't have to be kainet, so it's pashit that this is going to belong to me. Either way, the Rogachava's chiddish, the Reb Zevin made a big deal about it, and Ishan Vashitas is really totally in this machlokes between the Ktsois and the Sivas, Vadvarim Atikin, and we'll stop here.